Good morning, listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gene Madsen, who's president and CEO of Starnet. How you doing, Gene?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm actually very pleased to have you with us. I was not able to make your fall meeting out in Vancouver, so I wanted to talk to you about it. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the meeting?
Well, we missed you, Kemp, as always. We enjoy when you are able to come. But we had a very successful meeting. As you noted, we were in Vancouver, British Columbia. It was the first meeting we've held as Starnet up in Canada, and I think that was meaningful to our Canadian members. The location was beautiful. You know, Vancouver's a fabulous city, and our hotel was right on the water, which made it extra special.
This is where the Winter Olympics were, right?
Yeah, in fact, our hotel was the host hotel for the Winter Olympics.
Okay.
And we did have some activities that were optional for our members the day before the meeting. And a few of them went up to Whistler and saw the ski runs, and we had a bus trip in the city and were able to see the cauldron that they lit for the Olympics. So it was very fun and a nice time to be there.
Yeah, okay.
But our goal for the meeting in terms of content was to introduce to our members and to our vendor partners several of the important initiatives that we're launching, either have launched or will be launching in 2011. We used our Friday afternoon session to focus on four important Starnet initiative and took advantage of the vendors being in the room, because I think I told you this, Kemp, we invited for Friday all day. We had all of our vendor partners and all of our special guests in the room able to participate in our session. In the past, we've always had good participation from our vendor partners and from our special guests, but they haven't been able to participate in the general session. Then, of course, we had our shareholder meeting Saturday morning, and that's member only.
Right.
During the Friday session, well, first of all, we did a boat cruise during the lunch period, right outside of our hotel, which was lovely. We had a lot of fun. And then in the session, we talked about four Starnet programs. We talked about the specifier training, which we launched in 2010 during the NeoCon period. And we actually had a member from Dixie Contract Carpet, Marianne Hewitt, who's their business developer, give a presentation on how she uses both what she knew before and what she learned at the specifier training to cultivate and grow her business in the Jacksonville market, and she did really an excellent job. We also had an extensive presentation on Starnet Floor Care, which is an important initiative that we're launching as we speak, and it's really a higher level of maintenance program for our members to perform that extra work in their market of maintaining the flooring and remaining in contact and an ongoing business relationship with the end users. The third thing we showed during that Friday session is a training module which we've developed for our vendor partner reps. It's really targeted to the manufacturing community, and it's explaining, it's called the anatomy of the contract for the commercial flooring contractor, and it's explaining what challenges, what cost structure, what infrastructure our members need to effectively perform their work in the marketplace. And it was extremely well done, I have to say, very professionally done by Deb Espenshade and Fred Williamson on our staff, and narrated by our own Randy Rubenstein, who did a great job. I think the vendors in the room were impressed, and the members certainly were impressed with that work.
That's basically just to get them acclimated to some of the challenges you face and make them more partners. Is that what that was about?
Yeah, exactly. Because when you think about the relationship of developing a project at the market level, the vendor rep, they look at their materials that they're pricing for our members, and that price of the materials is really as far as their scope goes when they look at a project. But when you think about all the additional costs and all the different factors that our members have to consider when they do the final estimation on the job, it can be or has been in the past a black hole, I think, for especially some of the less experienced younger reps coming into the market. So the target audience is really that group that this training can go to and help them see the whole picture of what's involved from a commercial flooring contractor perspective. Then the last thing, we spent some time on our social media program. You know, we've been wading into blogging and social media, Facebook, et cetera, and we wanted our members to have a better sense of that.
Okay.
So that was Friday afternoon.
We've heard some positive things about the commercial market, especially on the replacement side. So the tone of the members was probably pretty upbeat, wasn't it?
Well, I think it was. And you know from being at our meetings, Kemp, our members tend to get energized being at the meeting, even though there's no question they're still battling some pretty tough conditions out in the market. And as has been the case since 2008, you know, so much of this is geographically driven. Some markets are coming out of the recession and coming out of the downturn, and other markets are still in it and coping and trying to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I would say overall for StarNet, our business is up versus budget. We're still down during versus prior year, but not by much. And especially the last couple of months, we've seen momentum come in where we're tracking ahead of 2009. That statement can't be made for all of our members, but right, certainly as a group, we're feeling pretty good about the numbers. We had a dialogue during our board meeting, which led into the big meeting, and then, of course, also with our vendor partners on how they see next year. We aren't seeing 2011 as the recovery year, but we do see a stabilization of the business, and we're going to go in. We're always conservative, Kemp, because right, we want, obviously, to manage our expense budgets at the level that will still return a good chunk of our money back to the members, which is our goal as a cooperative. Mm-hmm. But we're going in with a conservative, stable forecast for next year.
And as far as the membership count, I mean, the last I checked, you had about 170 members, and that's...
We have 170 members.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't been aggressively adding members, especially in this kind of challenging time. We do still have some markets we'd love to bring some people into mm-hmm. that aren't currently holding any StarNet membership.
Right.
But that's kind of, we're taking a pretty low-key approach on the membership side.
A minute ago, you mentioned Marianne Hewitt with Dixie and what she does to get specifiers up to speed. Is that an area of focus for the StarNet people to be doing
yeah,
these
lunches? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that was really the thinking behind the specifier training that we piloted this year. The thinking is very much about the partnership with our vendors, but making sure that our member companies have the skills internally to partner early with the vendor partners and help to drive a project.
Mm-hmm.
I think the approach that may have been more popular in past years industry-wide was, you know, the commercial flooring contractor relied on the vendor reps to really carry that specification responsibility. But the better model is when they partner together early on a project with the vendor reps. So we're helping to bring those skills to our membership and helping them see the value. And I think the members who have already been way out there in that thinking previous to this recession have seen their business hold up better because they have that, you know, way out upstream knowledge of what's coming down the pike in terms of projects.
Okay. And the floor care, you talked about that. I know over the last several years, StarNet's been diversifying onto the maintenance side of the business so that
right,
they're not just selling product and installing product, but they're maintaining relationships with these facility people throughout the term between the flooring purchases. And can you give me any stats around that? Do you have more?
Currently, in our previous maintenance work, and we've been very aggressive, as you said, with our maintenance committee pushing this notion to the members. It's a great complement to the P&I side of the business.
Right.
And financially, you know, the margins are better, the cash flow is better, so there's a lot of great reasons to get into it. But it is a different business than a lot of our members are currently in.
Yeah.
So our maintenance committee has worked hard over the years to reinforce that message and to encourage members to get into it. This next level of maintenance, which is our StarNet Floor Care, is more of a franchise-type positioning. There's a lot more administrative support and back office support offered to the members, including training, which we've always offered.
Mm-hmm.
And we're launching that right now. We have about just shy of 30 members signed up already. And our goal is obviously to double that number and have a pretty healthy number of members that are in the StarNet Floor Care. Currently, with the old system, about a third of our locations did maintenance. And that number, of course, had been growing, but we felt we needed to step it up and have a higher level of support to really encourage people to get into maintenance. The reality is some members will never choose to do it because it is a different business,
mm-hmm.
but those who are in me are real disciples for that business approach.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Legacy Floors is really strong in the maintenance side.
Absolutely.
And I think he told me that the only way to really make that is to have almost a separate business within a business.
Well, it'd have to be. I mean, especially from a management side. One of the things that concerns our members who aren't in maintenance with the whole prospect is the fear that at midnight they'll get a phone call at their home because there's been an issue on a job.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they need to have a management structure within their company where someone really is operationally in charge of maintenance. There's a mixed view. Some of our members have their P&I salespeople selling maintenance. Others have a dedicated sales organization. But those are all things that are dependent on their individual business model, as is the case with almost every StarNet program we offer.
Okay.
But George Halinga and Tony Nixon and their company is one example of a very dedicated maintenance mindset. And actually, George and Richard Friedman from DFS out in L.A. co-presented on this floor care presentation and talked about the value it's brought to their business.
Okay, Gene, it's great to get you on the show and talk about your meeting. Sounds like it was very successful. Again, we've been talking to Gene Manson. Starnet is the largest group of commercial flooring contractors, a very professional group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.